In formal remarks of President Roosevelt, broadcast on radio station WKIP Poughkeepsie, New York, 6 months after the opening of the station, he is introduced by Judge John E. Mack. August 19, 1940.
Speaking to you from the study of the Summer White House at Hyde Park, New York, from which point the Special Features Division of WKIP presents a brief talk by the President of the United States. The President will be introduced by the Honorable Judge John E. Mack. May we present Judge Mack?
I have been asked to introduce this young gentleman. One time I said he needed no introduction, but perhaps I can introduce to you some aspects of this gentleman which you may not know. His heart, we think, is in this county, but perhaps it's in his other state, where, due to his own suffering, thousands are being aided through the Warm Springs Foundation. Perhaps his heart's in Washington, where he, with the aid of a splendid Congress, is trying to maintain democratic principles in this country and to keep out forever communism, Nazism, and fascism. But I'd rather introduce him as Dutchess County's finest son and hope and pray for the day he can come back and live in the little gray home over east when he come back to our hearts where we'd like to welcome him. I introduce to you Dutchess County's son.
Friends of Station WKIP, I gladly embrace this chance to say a few words, even though they're a bit late, on my part, to welcome Station WKIP, Dutchess County's new and only radio station. I've been a little bit intrigued trying to find out what that word KIP means. Either it must be named after the old Rhinebeck family of Kips, or it must be an abbreviation for the old county seat of Poughkeepsie. The inauguration of this station last June constituted a very distinct step for the county and for the Mid-Hudson Valley. The new station, it seems to me, can play a very important part in our cultural life and in the general life of this community. It's the only station on this side of the river between New York City and Albany. It's thus in a key position to unite our community life to the life of the capital of the state and to the metropolis of the state. It has been brought into being through the vision and foresight of such sterling citizens as John Mack and Jim Townsend and Dick Coon, whose efforts have been ably seconded by Dr. McCracken of Vassa, by John Grubb and Charles Mitchell. This half dozen people were representative citizens, constituting the station's board of directors. And furthermore, I welcome you because it means that Dutchess County is determined to go forward with progress. We of the Mid-Hudson Valley have always been proud of our landmarks and monuments. We've always had good schools and academies and institutions of higher learning. I've been going through a lot of old books on the state of New York and the Hudson River Valley, dating back 100 years or more. And even then, every guidebook to the river took special pride in the institutions of learning. And mind you, that was long before Vassar College was ever heard of. Institutions even in those days whose fame and influence had gone far. Institutions which today are known pretty well throughout the country through the magic of radio. In the field of communications, this Hudson River of ours has seen the beginning of steam navigation, and the valley across the other side of the county, the Harlem, resounded to the puff of the locomotive when the railroad in America was still in its infancy. And we don't forget that the inventor of the telegraph, Samuel Morse, lived in Poughkeepsie, and that we were one of the first communities in this section to get telephone communication with the outside world. Today, to all that has gone before to enlarge and enrich and broaden our life, is added this new radio station. I like to think of this station as a cultural adjunct to the community that it serves on both sides of the river, not merely as an instrumentality to make money, but as a vehicle through which the emphasis can be placed on the things that count for most in elevating and ennobling the common life. My earnest hope is that our new station will fulfill the high hopes of the men who have brought it into being, and that through them, we in the valley shall have closer ties, better citizenship among all of us neighbors. And I like to think of them as good neighbors in the Hudson River Valley.
From the study of the Summer White House at Hyde Park, New York, the Special Features Division of WKIP has just brought you a brief talk by the President of the United States. The President was introduced by Judge John E. Mack.